Here we go. Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. Linchpin test number 5 is on the docket for today. I think it's safe to say that today would be considered a heavy day at a high heart rate. There's many ways to improve strength, and this is one of them. Not all of them look like 7x1 or 5x5. Some of them look like this. This is what Linchpin Test 5 is. It also happens to be our not for time option of the week. If you don't know what that is, you probably didn't watch the video attached to Monday's training entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. So go check that out. Oh boy, Test 5, here we go. For time, or not, 20 back squats at 225 pounds for men, 155 pounds for women, then a glorious 2-mile run. Come on back in, feeling just like a ray of sunshine, and do another 20 back squats at the same loading. That's going to get it done. And that's going to give you a sense of, have you just been embracing the barbell and not your engine, or vice versa? It's a pretty rugged, beautiful, fun workout all wrapped into one. We also have it as a 2-person team version today, which is, for time or not, 40 back squats total. As a 2-person team, one person working at a time, run 2 miles together, come back in, 40 more back squats. Last time we did this was on September 28th, 2021. I'm going to go back into the BTWB app, see how it went for you, should you make a change, what was your time, all that good stuff. And if this loading is, it's just too heavy, I mean, if, let's say for the gentleman, you know, it's a 225-pound barbell, your one rep max is 275. Probably shouldn't do 40 reps at a high heart rate with 225. So then I also wrote down, go ahead and use 65% of your one rep max. I would like to know that somebody, if they were fresh, could do at least 10 beautiful, perfect squats unquestionably with that loading. You know, that would be good in my mind, because then you could probably get to that first set of 20 and, you know, 4 sets of 5, resting as needed between each, things of that nature. We've got a video showing the back squat. Super Fitness Robot time, poof, 21 minutes or less, more likely in the neighborhood of 30 minutes. The wild card option, also with a 2-person team version, exactly the same workout, but we knock the loading down. It's now 185 pounds for men, 135 for women, so that's probably going to be a good choice for a lot of people. Scaled option, we're knocking everything down, the loading and the volume. It's all, and it also has a 2-person team version. For time or not, 15 back squats, 135 for men, 95 pounds for women, a 1.5-mile run, and then another 15 back squats. And of course, we give you the options to replace running with rowing or biking or whatever you happen to need to do. Limited equipment crew. They grab a pair of 50-pound dumbbells, pair of 35s for the women, 40 dumbbell squats, 2-mile run, 40 dumbbell squats. And of course, there's a 2-person team version, and we've got a video showing that movement. Their goal times, Super Fitness Robot, 23 minutes or less, more likely 32 minutes in that neighborhood. No equipment workout, for time or not, 80 air squats, 2-mile run, 80 air squats. Simple, effective video showing the air squat. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell, and it pays off. Then we have hang from the pull-up bar, so that's not chin over, that's just arms are extended, hang from the pull-up bar, accumulate 2 to 3 minutes. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the foam roller for the back and the wall stretch for the leg, both of which should feel really good after test number 5. And you can find all the Linchpin tests if you just go to crossfitlinchpin.com, click on workouts, and then there's the Linchpin tests. That takes care of it. Tomorrow's a rest day. I hope everybody takes it, and I'll see most of you on Friday.